Last year, I travelled to the United States and I saw a space shuttle launch. I saw another shuttle being prepared for launch. I saw the so-called secret space plane of the United States Air Force being launched, and I attended a rally to save space, because at that time President Obama had announced some drastic cuts to the American space program, confirming President Bush's cancellation of the space shuttle, and left the Americans in a rather invidious position of not having any access to space unless they took a ride on the Russian Soyuz. Now, we've just seen that the Americans are now buying flights with the Russians, and that Soyuz TMA-21 flight on Tuesday carried that American astronaut. Now, last week on the space show, we played some of the introductory material, how they began the thing. And Jason Linkus is a pastor at the New Life Christian Fellowship Church in Orlando. And he was making a plea for Obama's to have imagination. And he then went on to, and we played that last week, and then he went on to introduce our next speaker. So let's see if we can get this going.
There's been a number of people that have really had a heart for this day, this rally on this beautiful afternoon. Some of them you've heard from and you will hear from. One of the major visionaries you've already and just heard from, Dr. Larry Linkus. And another one of those visionaries of this rally, I will now introduce a great friend of mine, Robin Fisher. Commissioner Fisher served as a councilman for the city of Palm Bay and vice mayor for the city of Titusville before his election to the Brevard County Commission in 2008, where he currently serves in the capacity of vice chairman. Robin served two terms as the board chair of the Central Florida YMCA, which encompasses six counties and 26 locations. Please welcome Brevard County Commissioner Robin Fisher.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Wow. They told me y'all might not show up. I said, they'll show up. We got something worth fighting for, don't we? Huh? We've got something worth fighting for. Human exploration is worth fighting for. You know, there's a lot of elected officials here, and I want to introduce them today because they might not be on this stage, but I can tell you something. They've been fighting for you in either Tallahassee or their local communities, and I think it's fair that we give them some recognition for that. So, Sandy Adams, Florida State Representative, District 33. I think you all know this gentleman, Thad Altman. He's been fighting every day. Thad, thank you, Thad. And we have the pleasure of having this event in the mayor of Cocoa Town, Michael Blake. Thank you, Mike. Joanne Corby, Melbourne City Council, joining us. Joanne. We've got Walt Johnson, Titusville City Council member. Walt. I haven't seen Martha. Did she make it? Martha Long? Okay. Tom Goodson, Port Authority. Tom? He might be in the crowd somewhere. He wants his own introduction. Debbie Mayfield, Florida State Representative District 8. Judge Majeed, Judge. Carol McCormick, Mayor of the City of Palm Shores. My right-wing man, Chuck Nelson, Brevard County Commissioner, District 2. Thank you, Chuck. We got the sheriff who keeps us all straight, Jack Parker. She plays two roles. She's a Rockledge City Councilwoman, and also she's been very instrumental in helping this rally come successful, Kimley Prosser. We've got Shannon Roberts, Cape Canaveral City Council. Shannon. Didn't see John Tobias. John, make it? Okay. Jim Tully, Mayor of Titusville. And this gentleman here has been working very, very hard and got the space caucus going. Rich Workman, Florida Representative, District 30. We got Palm Bay City Councilman Milo Zonka. Milo. And when you do that, you always worry about missing somebody. I don't know if I did or not, but yes, I did. I missed two, and they're very big and very important. And that is Ralph Popple, my district representative. How you doing, Mr. Popple? Thank you. He always says to me, go Gators. And I'm sorry, Steve Christofulli. How could we miss Steve? Steve, thank you. You got to say it, every one of those individuals fight for you every day. Now I want to recognize the hard work and commitment of the KSC workers. If you're a KSC worker, stand up, wave your flag, and say you want more space. Are you out there? Do you want more space? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Thank you for what you do. I'll tell you a little quick story. I got a call Friday night. It was one of those phones, the cell phone rang. I looked at it and it said, unknown number. I said, who's calling me unknown? Jack, his number comes up unknown. I'm thinking, who's unknown? This guy says, my name is Michael French. I'm the deputy director of the White House Affairs. I said, ooh. I've been warned by Congresswoman Cousins I might be getting a call. So when he said he was deputy director, right, he said, I need your Social Security number. You might be invited to be down with the president on the 15th of April. I went, let me look at my calendar. It was busy, but I cleared it. I cleared it real quick. Let me tell you, then, you know, when you're sitting around the table with my family, and my wife says to me, well, what are you going to say if you meet them? I said, well, I don't know yet, but give me some time. So I thought about it, and I said, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hand him the banner that's out there on that table that I hope every one of you sign before you get out here today if you haven't it, because I want him to understand how important this event is to everybody that's here in this community and how important it is to the 14,000 Facebook fans that we have on our website and how important it is to the 550,000 people in this community. But I can tell you something. It's also important in Houston. It's important in Alabama. And I can keep naming the states because this is a national issue. And after I finish handing that banner, I'm going to ask him a couple things. I'm going to say, Mr. President, can you tell me what your vision is? Can you tell me what the goal is? Give me a destination. I need a timeline. We need human space flight. You agree? We need human space flight. I'm going to say, hey, the primary provider of human space flight for the International Space Station, our national laboratory, we got to be first. Russia got to play second. We can't let them be priority. Do you agree? We must have continuous ability to launch American astronauts and payloads on U.S.-built heavy lift vehicles, which includes the extension of the shuttle. Yeah, we need that to fly a little longer. At least until the next vehicle is developed. You agree? Then I'm going to respectfully say, Mr. President, will you make sure that the U.S. remains competitive on an international level as an economic superpower? And Mr. President, we got to lead the world in research and technology because that improves lives for all of mankind. And you do this by creating an environment that encourages research development and ensures full utilization of our national laboratory aboard the International Space Station. Now, Mr. President, I ain't had a chance yet to talk about national security, but if you give me a few more seconds, I want to talk about that, and I want to make sure that our military stays superiority and it reaches the farthest corners of the universe. And if I got one more second, Mr. President, will you make sure that we stay competitive in a global market? We support world STEM projects, science, technology, engineering, and math. And before I sit down, Mr. President, I got one more thing. Can you make sure that the most talented workforce in the world stays intact? That's you. You don't know the things I'm going to say to them, but the things that are written on that flyer, those banners you got, those signs, those are the six things that we're talking about here. Now, this is a community rally, and it's your rally, and it's your community. Yeah. And what we're here, I want to tell you, is we're not here as Republicans. We're not here as Democrats. This is no Tea Party. Yeah. This is not health care. This isn't nothing about space. Yeah. So if you got anything else other than space, I'm going to tell you to go one exit down the road. Because we're here about jobs and space, and that's what it's about. So this is a positive rally, and I'm glad y'all were able to be here. Thank you for my time.
On this evening's special show, we are at the Cocoa Expo, a baseball stadium in Cocoa, just a dozen minutes' drive from the Kennedy Space Center. Rally compere George Mitakarian is about to introduce the next speaker.
Thank you, Commissioner. Now I'll introduce Senator George Lemieux, a native Floridian, an attorney, and former chief of staff to Governor Charlie Crist. As senator, he is committed to fighting for jobs in Florida and increasing support for our nation's efforts in human space flight. In his brief time in Washington, D.C., he has stood up for NASA and championed the space program. Please give a warm Space Coast welcome to Senator George Lemieux.
Coast. Well, it is my great honor to be with you here today on behalf of my wife Mikey and our three sons and our new baby that was born last week, baby Madeline. I'm so privileged to represent the Space Coast in the United States Senate. And let me just ask you this one question. Do you think we should keep reaching for the stars? You think we should let Russia and China or other countries get ahead of us in space exploration? Well, I gotta tell you this, and with all due respect, the administration can propose what it wants to propose, but it's gotta get through the United States Congress. And these members up here, Democrats and Republicans alike, every single one of them in Florida, is not gonna let us cut manned space exploration. For 50 years, we have led the world and inspired dreams, not only of Americans, but people throughout the world, by our exploration of space. 40 years ago today, Apollo 13 blasted off. The Discovery is above us today on its second walk. We cannot let this end. We will not fall backwards. I want to read something to you that I got in the newspaper up in Washington. This is an insert in the Washington Post. It's called Russia Now. It's a paid insert by the Russian government. And it's called Russia Makes Space for the U.S. Russia will fuel space exploration once again while the U.S. vision appears dampened. The proposal slashed NASA's dreams of going to the moon again, building new spacecraft for the exploration of Mars. Russia gets it. China gets it. India gets it. Are we going to let them get ahead of us in space? Now look, my friends, we've spent $9 billion on this Constellation program already. We are ready to go with this program in 2015 if we could go forward. We need to let the experts at NASA decide the best way to get men and women again up into space. And if NASA can make that decision, we can lead the world again. So now I'm just in the Senate for a short time. I came in September of last year. At the end of this year, my time will be up. And it is an honor and privilege to represent you. But I'll tell you this. There's not going to be a cut to manned space exploration while I'm on the Senate floor. And if they have to drag me out the door, I'm going to stand on there day after day, night after night, to make sure your jobs are protected and we don't give up our leadership in space.
Thank you.
If we can find billions of dollars to bail out banks on Wall Street and billions of dollars to bail out failed car companies in Detroit, we can find some money to continue the greatest space exploration program in the world. Thank you and God bless you.
At the Save Space Rally on 2010, April 11, we are hearing arguments in favour of the United States Human Spaceflight Program. Our compere is George Mitakarian.
Thank you again, United States Senator George Lemieux. Fantastic. Next, allow me to introduce our U.S. Representative Bill Posey, who is currently serving Floridians as their representative for Florida's 15th Congressional District. He is a former member of the Florida Senate and the Florida House of Representatives and one great space advocate. Please welcome United States Representative Bill Posey.
Thank you, George. Thank each and every one of you for coming today. Let me say from up here, you are an awesome sight to see. The loss of jobs is not hard for me to understand. As many of you know, in 1969, we went through this before, and that's when I was laid off. But today, I want to focus my comments on the national security aspect of what we're faced with. Why it is bad for America now and in the future if the president's promises are broken. And I'm referring to the promises to close the gap between space shuttle and Constellation and to keep America first. You know, when we think back in time, we know that in early mankind, security, peace was determined by who was the biggest and baddest member of the tribe, right? And then they started getting together and they had little armies, and so whoever had the biggest, baddest army determined the fate of the world as people knew it then. And then they started developing weapons, so it was whoever had the strongest swords and shields that would persevere and determine the fate. Then it was whoever controlled the seas. The seas were known as the military high ground. Back in the days when, believe it or not, Spain and Sweden were world powers because they dominated the seas with their military power. World War I, we got into mechanized artillery, and whoever could manufacture and deploy the most tanks and cannons would determine the outcome of the war. World War II was a war of the air, and whoever dominated the air, and thank God the Allies did, determined the outcome and the future of peace on Earth. Now, today, that military high ground is space. Now, you say military high ground, what does that mean? I've heard that used an awful lot. I didn't really have it strike me as much as it did until this August when I had the opportunity to visit Israel, not on your dime, by the way, I paid my own way, and they took me to the Golan Heights. They took me to the Golan Heights, and I'd always wonder why Israel and the Palestinians fought over the Golan Heights. I mean, it is a big, ugly rock, no water, nothing grows there, nothing good, till I stepped up there and looked over the side of the mountain, across the Sea of Galilee, and on a cloudy day I could see the Mediterranean. They say in a clear day you could see Tel Aviv, you could see all of Israel. As one congressperson said, you could have made a D- in rocket launching 101 and hit anywhere in Israel you wanted from the top of the Golan Heights. As my father used to use a cliche, it would be like shooting fish in a barrel. Well, space is our Golan Heights. It's our military high ground, and we cannot cede it. All wars are not fought with bullets and bombs. We are now in an economic war for our lives, as most of us know. Can you imagine a day without space? Not even counting the massive unemployment. Can you imagine no GPS, no reliable weather forecast, no cell phones, no credit card processing, no bank transactions, no military intelligence. It's not a pretty picture. Is that the kind of change you want? That's why I promise to keep fighting to keep America first in space, and I know you will too. God bless you, and God bless America.
We will return to Coco in Florida after this message.
Lee Cummins, a.k.a. Madam Media, presents Megabyte Mondays, the radio program showcasing information for small to medium businesses on marketing, business, internet strategies, and some techie tips. Join Lee Cummins Mondays 10 till 11 on 88.3 Southern FM.
Thank you all very much.
All right, on this evening's space show, we are at a rally called to oppose President Obama's decision to cancel the Constellation program that would have returned astronauts to the moon. Suzanne Cosmos is a member of the United States House of Representatives. As I entered the Cocoa Expo, I spotted a sign that said to send Cosmos away into the cosmos because she didn't. They didn't think she was up to the job. Well, nevertheless, when she stood to speak at this gathering, she was warmly received.
I am truly honored to represent Florida's 24th Congressional District in Washington, and I am thrilled to be here today to be part of this joining together with the Space Coast folks and all those who have put this together so that we can share in what I would call a chorus of comments that all are linked together and all are in harmony about what we want to see for the future of the Space Coast. So I'd like to thank the Reverend very much and the music which you brought with us, with you for us today. I'd also like to thank Robin Fisher and George Mkhitaryan, and I'd especially like to thank our astronauts who are here representing a fabulous service that they have provided to us as a nation. And what brings us all together here today to sing in harmony is, obviously, we want to see a space program that works not only for the Space Coast, but works for our entire nation. We all recognize, and I have fought hard every day in my 14 months in Washington to do what I can to ensure that it is understood how significant this is. Not just as a jobs program, although as you have heard, we have the most unique qualified professional workforce here in the Space Coast, anywhere, probably in the world, and give yourselves a round of applause. I know because I've lived, I like to say, up the river just a few miles for over 36 years where I've raised my family and owned a business and where we have witnessed and experienced shuttle after shuttle after shuttle, including those that were successful and those that were not successful. And I can tell you that like the rest of you here at the Space Coast, I have space exploration in my bloodstream and in my DNA, the same as you do. We all know that there are second and third generation people here who have so much to offer to this program, and we value what you have done and what you will continue to do. This space program, as you know, is important to America, and we are all here today to stand together and send a message to the president. As the senator said, the president has made a proposal. We think it is unacceptable, and we think that there are things that need to be included. I have said from the beginning that what was proposed in the president's budget is not acceptable for the Space Coast or for the future of America's space program. So, as Robin did, I will do also. Mr. President, we need a plan for NASA that will make sure that we maintain our international leadership in space, in science, and in technology. We need a plan that will maximize the investment that we've already made in the Constellation program and in the space station so that we can have access to service and support it through shuttles, which we can continue to do, and also that we can take what is useful in the Constellation program and maximize it for future space exploration. We need a plan. We need a plan that strengthens national security by maintaining our superiority in space-based military technology, as Mr. Posey said. We need a plan, Mr. President, for space exploration that identifies a destination, a NASA-led vehicle, and a timeline so that our workforce will be focused and ready to do what it is designated that they should do for the next phase of space exploration. We need a plan that will inspire the next generation, not moving the chairs around on the deck of the Titanic, but a real plan that will inspire generations to come to be astronauts, engineers, scientists, mathematicians. And there is no better way to inspire a generation for those economic opportunities that will be our lifeblood of the 21st century economic global economy than through space exploration and all that it inspires in each of us and has for many years. We are very delighted to be here today and to come together as part of this important opportunity to share with you what we intend to do in Congress. I wait anxiously and hopefully, and I'm cautiously optimistic that when the president comes later this week, he will have some good news for us. And so while it's been said his plan was plan A, and they say there is no plan B, what we need is a plan A plus. We need an A plus plan. And the plus needs to be some of the things that Mr. Posey and I have suggested in the legislation that we have introduced. Extend the shuttle, help the Constellation survive, or at least make use of what is good and helpful to us as we go forward. Yes, we support commercial, but we don't want to put all our eggs in one basket. We need the A-plus plan. We're here to stand together. As it has been said, this is not a partisan issue. We all stand under one God, how great thou art. And we are here today to say we are sending a message to Washington, and we are hopeful that we will have good results as we go forward in ensuring one thing. I think if you wanted to take the save space, I think we could say several things. Save the inspiration provided by space exploration. Save the knowledge that is provided by space exploration. Save America's superiority in space exploration. Save our military advantage from space exploration. Save the inspiration for the next generation in space. And save our jobs. Thank you.
That was Suzanne Cosmos, a Florida member of the United States House of Representatives.
For local news and views and the greatest variety of music, this is Southern FM 88.3.
Rally compere George Mitakarian then stood to read a message from an absent supporter of the Safe Space campaign.
One of the organizations that supports space here in Florida is an organization called Space Florida. This president, Frank DiBello, unable to be here today, asked that I read this to all of you. Please accept my deepest regrets that I am not able to stand next to you today, as I am already in meetings leading up to the National Space Symposium in Colorado, carrying your message. This is a critical time for our industry, for you all know too well the impact that key White House and NASA decisions about our space program will have on our future in intellectual capital, economic well-being, national security, and world leadership. The greatest danger in these times of change is not the change, but it is to act without commitment, without a strategic plan, without clear goals, especially when it comes to an industry so vital to our future as space. Your presence here today, your voice and your actions demonstrate a commitment and send a critical message all the way to the White House that we stand together in support of our nation's space program's future and Florida's key role in it. And we must have goals and the White House commitment that will get us there. We must lead. We cannot rely on others. We cannot rely on the success of our space past or solely on the strength of our space present. We must continue to build our future, our critical skills and capabilities, but without a thoughtful, strategic space plan and clear goals, our nation will miss the future. Florida will not let that happen. Florida is no stranger to change, nor to disasters. We handle them well, and we will handle this critical transition well also, but we will watch to see that our leaders are as committed to our nation's space program in Florida as we are, and we will remember. Thank you for being here today. We are and must continue to work hard for our future, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Signed, Frank DiBello, President, Space Florida.
Now many years have gone by. That young boy became a man. He realized his childhood dream to be part of the space program. Now we go to work at KSC, and we each do our needed part, like the thousands before us who were there from the very start. Yes, we've seen every launch together since then, and he's still there by my side. Gotta admit, fills me with emotions that at times it's hard to hide.
On the special show this evening, we have been in Cocoa, a town which is about an hour's drive north of Melbourne, Florida. And that was something I recorded last year, and we'll have more in coming up space shows. Astronauts will speak and so on.